to you live by the National Indigenous Radio Service. Catch all the hard-hitting news and current affairs that focuses on all relevant First Nations issues from a First Nations standpoint. This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
Yama, I'm Bo Spearham, Gimilaray, Kuma and Marawari, and welcome to Let's Talk. I would like to acknowledge the country on which we are broadcasting from and also to. I would also like to pay my respects to our old people and the many that are tuning in from around the continent listening via the National Indigenous Radio Service NIRS, Aboriginal family groups in South Australia feel very disrespected after finding out a renewable energy and mining company continue projects after a cultural heritage group identifies artifacts and cultural sites. And my guest on the program is Aunty Regina McKenzie. Just thanks for coming on and making some time to
no
chat
problems.
On Let's
thanks
Talk.
Thanks for having me on.
All good, Aunt. And first up, could I please get you to tell us your mob and your country, please?
My mob is like Kuyani is a part of the four Lakes culture people here in South Australia. The Lakes culture people in around the Flinders Ranges and around, you know, all the lakes within South Australia. So, and that's what the Lakes culture people are called.
And I've just become aware of an article that was printed by ABC regarding the continuation of construction on all these projects by a renewable energy company and by mining companies. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a bit about the issue at hand with these two companies?
What the issues are with the mining company, that was Strikeline and now Taruga. With that one, they actually went out on site, didn't notify any Aboriginal person. You know, they didn't even try. They actually went out and started work. They got a non-Aboriginal archaeologist to actually clear the sites with no blackfellas in sight. It was total disrespect. We found out from the pastoralists. They asked. That's why we went out there with the drill team, you know, and we were like, what drill team? We then got in touch with Aboriginal Heritage, and we put them up under Aboriginal Heritage. We then went out, and when we went out with that mining company guy, he's told us there was only 46 sites that we had to go through, and that was going to be over 2 days. So we was going to do 23 sites in a day, which is still a lot. We get out, then there's 176 sites, and the majority of them are impacted. They actually went out there and done drilling. They also actually, you know, dug the ground up, and there was artifacts all the way through their work sites and stuff. And then we walked up around on the edge of the thing. Like, we know that country because we lived there. We walked up around, like, we noted all the artifacts and stuff that's in around the area, and they didn't even take into account about the our storylines. You know, that's our storylines and our songlines, which is our that's our knowledge system. Aboriginal people, everybody across every nations across Australia has got their knowledge system. It's like an educational system. This is what they are affecting when they're going in there and they're destroying our Aboriginal heritage sites. That your renewable energy mob, that's another one again. We got them to work with us under Section 20 of the South Australian Heritage Act. Now, under Section 20, it says that all components, that is like the mining companies or the renewable energy companies, that go out on site, when you work in under the Section 20 of the Aboriginal Heritage thing of South Australia, you're actually, they've actually got to every artifact, every item, even if it's just one artifact, they must record it and put site cards into the state government. And like we did that, we went across the old area. There's 150 artifacts, and out of those 150, there would have been about 10 big sites that we actually recorded, GPS'd in, and we done everything. You know, we done everything we needed to do on the second day, on the third day that we was actually doing our job, my sister Heather, her daughter Marquita, who's out there on site with us, we got a really bad message that she lost her husband. He was working in the police force and stuff, and he actually passed away, you know, very suddenly. And, you know, that totally shocked us, and we went out in mourning. Within a week of us going into mourning, his wife was went and got the same archaeological, non-Aboriginal archaeologist that worked with that mining company to come in and clear the site in where we were working.
And in regards to both the mining company and the renewable energy company, you said there was numerous artefacts. What were they?
The artefacts consist of all the materials that you like. There was quartzites, cherts, all the different types of materials that you would use find within the archaeological things and stuff. And there was also grindstones. There was like Aboriginal, like in one area that was up near the wool shed, we actually found where there was actually mining ochre. So they was getting the ochre out in just on the side of the hill, and we actually found the mining tool that they used. That was in the areas where that was actually raking and putting the drill pads down. And all these different artifacts and stuff that, you know, we within our reports, you can see the photographs of where we circled all the artifacts that was in the dumps that they pushed up and put in. They also destroyed a significant woman's sacred site. You know, that was like, we knew it was, when we was going that one, I said to Heather, I said, I hope they didn't go where I thought they went. And yeah, they didn't even, you know, it was, they wondered why Aboriginal people get angry and upset at them, you know. And then when you do get angry and upset, and you know, like, what the hell did you do this for? They then act victim. We had this guy saying to us, if it wasn't for us mining companies, you Aboriginal people wouldn't have the cars. We'd give you cars. So I then asked him, I said, so what you're saying is that you actually going to buy us brand new Toyotas without, and just give it to us as like a thing. He goes, oh no, I said, exactly. I said, we Aboriginal people, we work and we get our vehicles that we've got. We've worked for it. This is the sort of stuff that they put on Aboriginal people out there. You know, they try that guilt thing on Aboriginal people that, oh, we give you this, we give you that. You know, what have they given us? Nothing other than taking and stealing our land and our commodities. The very thing that they are mining is our cultural commodity.
We know the relationship that we have with mining companies throughout this country and the work that they do to desecrate our sites. But it's not every day that you hear energy company, a renewable energy company, bypassing cultural knowledge from people like yourselves, aren't, but then also, you know, the cultural heritage, really identifying the significant sites and artifacts as well.
You know, the funny thing about that culture, renewable energy thing, the guy, the multi-billionaire guy that lives over in England, he was sitting in England. And when we told him, I said to him, what about the breaches? What about the breaches in under the Act? You've actually breached. They breached under the South Australian Heritage Act. And the irony of it is that he was sitting in England and he told us, oh, look, you know, to see that in the past, we'll work forward and we'll go forward from here. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just thought, wow. And he's sitting in England. And it was something that it was, and I said to him, like we all said to the whole family, said, you know, we tried to work with them, but not at the expense of our culture heritage. Not at the expense of destroying heritage, no.
Is it a fight that, you know, you're in now with the renewable energy company as well as mining company?
I'm hoping that the South Australian Heritage will take up the bat, especially with the renewable energy one and stuff, and with that strike line one. I'm hoping that they will actually do something. Like, our heritage, it's only two people that actually does a whole state. Our heritage is totally, it's been totally undermanned and totally under unfunded, like crazy. And there's only two people who can go out on the ground. So these two people are covering the whole state of South Australia. And the processing of Section 23, which is to be able to mining, for the minister to give a right to go into mining, they're off the charts coming in with this new minister, with this new premier and stuff. It's just like, you know, us blackers wake up and we think, this is how we wake up, we think, yeah, where are we going to be impacted today, you know? I love it when I hear non-Aboriginal people say, oh, I'm so tired of seeing what's happened to Aboriginal people. I think I'll just stop walking at the heritage. Yeah, it's great. If they can actually walk away and they can stop. But us guys, we live it. This is our life. We wake up wondering and stressing about where our culture, heritage, what else is going to be impacted.
Have you spoken to any of the, to a minister in regards to the work that's been done and I guess the cultural heritage that's being overlooked in these areas?
Well, the minister that overlooks our cultural heritage is the premier. No, and he won't speak to us. Every time we try to make an appointment, he won't speak. The thing is with cultural heritage as well, I don't think it's a problem with heritage itself. Heritage itself, Aboriginal people, you know, everybody keeps saying that heritage is a toothless tiger. We, the Aboriginal people, we're the teeth. You know, we're the ones that must get up off our butts and we must start working and preserving our heritage. When you look at what Native Title is doing, Native Title's got the Native Title mining agreements, okay? Now, they go out and take blackfellas out on clearances. Under heritage, there's no such thing as a clearance. You know, with heritage, it's only preservation of heritage sites and stuff. Yet, Aboriginal people keep going with Native Title and doing clearances. You know, so Native Title's got a lot to answer for as well. You know, rather than asking a thing, why don't we start looking back into what Native Title is doing to our culture heritage? You know, Native Title is not there for the black lady, it is there for the white man. It's there for the mining companies. It's there for the governments. They're the ones that think all it gives us is a negotiation right. It gives us nothing. And this is what Aboriginal people need to open their eyes and ears and look and see and hear what is being said within Native Title meetings. We've got nothing. Native Title is nothing.
No veto rights.
No negotiation rights.
No ownership. No development.
No nothing. What has Native Title done for the blackfellas? Nothing.
Broken families up.
Exactly. And it's ripped communities apart. And, you know, the thing is that it's also a number one way of the government and mining companies to destroy our culture heritage, the very foundations of our belief system. This is what we as Aboriginal people must stand up and say. We don't want what you give us. We need to keep what we've always had. Our culture heritage is something that can never take away from us.
And the fact that you have to, you know, identify and tell sort of our cultural connection, you know, through the Native Title process, into the, you know, through the determination sort of process as well,
it's disgusting.
Slap in the face.
And they pit blackfellas against blackfellas. What a great way of separating blackfellas.
Also, just on what you were saying in regards to the minister not sort of having a conversation with you, with your mob, or the premier, I should say. It's well aware and it's well documented of sort of the, I don't know, the mining interest in various different parts of South Australia, and also the dumping of uranium, because that's still happening. Is it in Kimber?
Yeah, it's in Kimber. And the waste dump in Kimber, like, they won't even negotiate with the poor bungalows, all right? Now, if you were to go back to storylines and stuff, Napandi is actually on another part of the Seven Sisters storyline. See, this is the thing that I don't get about these federal government doing the waste dump. They always, wherever they go, they seem to affect the a woman's Seven Sisters. But they've got this thing. White men got this thing about putting things on the women's sites, you know? you know, disrespecting Aboriginal women. But then again, they disrespect their own women in Parliament. So, you know, what hope has we as Aboriginal women got?
For anybody listening as well, and is there anywhere online or any sort of websites or Facebook pages where people can go and sort of have a look and maybe even support? Is there any petitions or, you know, anything where people can, you know, yeah, show their solidarity?
We just started this thing up. Like, we've been waiting for the reports and stuff. We're also waiting for the report to come out of the state heritage, like ARD. We're waiting for that to happen. We will probably start doing up a web page and stuff for things like this here, because it's something that, you know, yes, it is here happening here in South Australia, but if every blaffer, every person, every nation were to look around in their country, they will see the same thing happening. The disrespectful way that the non-Aboriginal people use and abuse our culture heritage. You know, they got stolen land and stolen commodities. What the white man is mining out of the land is our part of our cultural knowledge system. You know, all that stuff that comes in. Blackfellas knew where all that stuff was. But you know what the thing is that not that we worshipped them, they were sacred to us. Places were sacred for reasons. They had reasons why they kept it. They needed balance. But, you know, they just keep on going and they keep doing all the stuff and putting our environment out of whack. That mining company is actually putting a lot of pressure on our state heritage as well. We were promised a intense culture assessment of that area to see the impact and the damage that they'd done in the full extent. That never happened because the mining company actually pushed its way through to get a Section 23, which I don't think that they deserve a Section 23. They don't deserve to go under Section 21 or 23. They've already breached it by being out there and by starting drilling and stuff even before they even talk to any blackfellas.
So what are they doing, fracking out that way?
They were talking about fracking up in Lee Creek. Yeah. See, and that's on what you call an indenture act as well. And I'd love the Ajumat people to have a look at the indenture act, because they should really have a look what that indenture act is and what does the mining company itself, what they've got to abide by within the scope of that indenture act. See, they keep these things secret, and this is what Blackfellas got to ask. We've got to ask for what right have they got to damage our heritage? Who has given them that right to damage that heritage? Why, how, and when, and what they are going to do with the sites and stuff when they do. And this is what Blackfellas need to start doing. We need to start questioning things. Instead of, I see a lot of blackfellas do it too. They, to the white fellas, say something, they're like, oh, okay, you know? Oh, if you don't do this, we'll take you to ERD court. You know, push the subject, push the issue. I reckon we should start, we need to start protecting our heritage, because that's what we are. We are the custodians of all the heritage that our ancestors left for us.
On that note as well, Aunt, I just want to thank you for coming on and having Yaa with us as well. I'll definitely keep up to date, and, you know, once you launch, you know, a campaign or anything, I'll love to get you back on the program and sort of continue this conversation as well.
Yep, okay. Thanks a lot. And you have a great day, okay? And stay safe.
And that was my yarn with Aunty Regina McKenzie. You've been listening to Let's Talk here on Murray Country, 98.9 FM.